New Hampshire Now is about informed discussion with the leaders of our nation, state, and community. I'm Chris Ryan.
We're going to have a great time, Chris, and thank you very much. Your show is fantastic.
Great to talk to you, Chris. Thanks for having me.
I do think, although determination matters, I think support from people who believe in you matters even more.
I was living in a tent for 3 weeks. Very cold, very hard to try and get homework done. But I was determined to stay in school because, I mean, that was the only thing that was going to get me out of this situation regardless of where I am.
I get a chance to talk to your wife and I get to interview her, which I'm fixing to do and if next time I see her.
I do know that from spending a lot of time here in New Hampshire, people in New Hampshire expect to meet you face to face.
And welcome to New Hampshire Now for the 19th day of March 2019. I am Chris Ryan. Appreciate you joining us for the program. This hour of the show is presented by the Prescription Center, where the health of you and your family comes first. Two great locations, one the Concord Hospital campus, the other 125 North Main Street. The Prescription Center will also deliver prescriptions to you free of charge. The Prescription Center, where the health of you and your family comes first. More information, visit prescription-center.com. This hour also presented by New England College and College Convention 2020, which is coming to Manchester in January. For more information, check out nec.edu. As over 1,000 college students, presidential candidates, media personalities, and issue advocates will all come together for a special event. Again, more information at nec.edu. And New Hampshire Now program, as always, proudly presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council. New Hampshire's colleges and universities are the backbone of our state's economy. Provide tremendous learning opportunities for all Granite Staters. I encourage you to check out visitnhcolleges.com for more information. Exciting show for you today. In just a few moments, my conversation with Julian Castro, the former Housing and Urban Development Secretary under President Obama, Mayor of San Antonio, who is running for President of the United States and was in New Hampshire yesterday, included a couple events in Concord, but I caught up with him in Manchester after an event at the Bookery, and we'll talk with him in just a few moments here on the program. But first, I want to let you know this segment of the show is brought to you by Suncook Dental. Dr. Andrew Albee and his team are phenomenal. Their focus is on your comfort and care as a patient. I encourage you to check out Suncook Dental at suncookdental.com. This hour of the show, Julian Castro in a moment, Dan Feltes, Senate Majority Leader, and David Brooks, the Granite Geek, joins us. Dante Scallon, the top political minds in the country, with his assessment of the 2020 presidential field in the next hour of the program. And John Anderson, one of the legends of music, lead singer for Yes, touring solo, as he'll be in the Granite State in a couple weeks at the Tupelo Music Hall, will join us on the program as well. So we're excited about that. But first, Julian Castro and I, our conversation from yesterday at the Bookery in Manchester. Joined by former Housing and Urban Development Secretary and San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro here in Manchester. Bookery, a nice spot on Elm Street. Always love getting out on the campaign trail. What is the sense that you get for this race? It seems like as soon as anyone gets in, there's a huge splash, and that kind of takes up a couple of weeks, and then another person gets in. Do you think that once we get to the summer months, that is going to be the time period where we get a true sense for this field and how individuals are positioning themselves?
There's a life cycle that these campaigns have, and there are phases within that cycle. We're very early. We have about 47 weeks until New Hampshire votes. So what I'm trying to do is just to get out there to these early states, including New Hampshire, and to deliver a strong, powerful message about the vision for the future of our country, that everybody counts, that we're going to restore integrity and honor to the White House, that I would be a president for all Americans, and that I have the executive experience and the track record of getting things done that I believe people are looking for in 2020. And so I'm just focusing on building a strong campaign right now, and I can tell that we're picking up momentum little by little. And I know right now that I'm not the front runner, but I didn't grow up the front runner at any point in my life, and there are a lot of folks out there who don't feel like front runners. I'm going to go and speak to them and about what we're going to do so that all Americans can prosper in the years to come. And I'm confident that I will be the front runner by the time the voting starts.
Your friend Beto O'Rourke from Texas is going to be here in New Hampshire later this week. And you know, he has gotten into the race, and there's been a lot of, you know, discussion about him and a lot of focus on him. But it seems as though there's perhaps not as much substance with him as with other presidential candidates who are not getting perhaps the attention that they deserve. He said he was born to be in it. He talked about the rationale for running for president, some of it being having to do household chores around his children. Is there a frustration on your part and on perhaps, I guess you can only speak for yourself, but other candidates' part where here is this individual that everyone is kind of fawning over and here I am putting my head down, doing the work and have put a resume together and have significant accomplishments, and this individual is receiving all the attention?
You know, the voters are going to sort that out. What I'm going to focus on is my own campaign and doing all of the hard work that it takes to connect with the voters here in New Hampshire. I think they're going to see that I have a track record of getting things done, that I have the kind of executive experience that would make me a great president, and that I have a compelling vision for the future of our country to become the smartest, the healthiest, the fairest, and the most prosperous nation in the 21st century, and that I've been concrete and specific about what it's going to take to get there.
One of the cool things about this campaign, and it's so early on, is that you delve beneath the surface and the buzz, and I see one of the more substantive campaigns that has ever been materialized. The issues that are being talked about, this forum here focusing on issues that middle class families are facing. You know, Elizabeth Warren rolling out significant policy initiatives. Kirsten Gillibrand was talking about water and water issues. I cannot recall a campaign that is this substantive and dealing with the issues of everyday Americans in the way that it is. Why do you think that that this campaign has brought this about, where there's obviously there's a vile nature of what's taking place in the vitriol, but beneath the surface there is significant discussions about important issues?
Yeah, I think what you've seen is that a lot of the candidates have been very substantive, and because people know that it's time to get down to business, that there's been an absence of leadership over the last 2 years. At the same time, you have rents that are going up all across places like New Hampshire. We were in Portsmouth earlier. That's mm-hmm. a good example. Today we talked about the fact that people need a paid family and medical leave because they have an adult aging parent to take care of or children to take care of. We have issues that intimately impact the quality of life and the ability to prosper for Americans across the country. And let's focus on that instead of what Trump would like us to focus on, which is just the insults and the style and the pettiness of politics.
There's significant questions as to how we get to these solutions and what also can be accomplished given the nature of Congress at this point in time. And talking with Jay Inslee the other day, his focus is on climate, and he feels that he only has the political capital for one significant issue, to get through a Congress, even if it's controlled by Democrats, given the filibuster power in the Senate, and they have to get to 60 votes. Do you feel that way as well? Can you accomplish a broad agenda that goes across many different lines, or do you have to focus specifically on, a middle-class revolutionary package or something of that nature? Can you do multiple things, or does there need to be a significant focus that you push forth as a candidate?
Well, I'm convinced that all of these dots are connected. Healthcare, education, infrastructure, climate change. And so I believe that on January 20th, 2021 at 12:01 p.m., we're going to have a Democratic president, a Democratic Senate, and a Democratic House. And the lesson of 93, 94, and 2009, 2010 is don't wait. So it's time to move forward with an agenda that makes life better for families across the board in this country in all of those different ways. And that would be my goal, not to dream little, but to dream big and to work toward big accomplishments.
Secretary Castro, it's always great to see you.
Okay, good to see you.
That is Democratic presidential candidate Julian Castro here on the New Hampshire Now program. Presidential interviews here on the show, presidential candidate interviews, brought to you by Rath Young and Pignatelli, a national impact that's uniquely New Hampshire. More information, check out rathlaw.com. This segment of the program presented by Suncook Dental, and this hour of the show brought to you by New England College as well as the Prescription Center. Senate Majority Leader Dan Feltes is next.
You're listening to New Hampshire Now with Chris Ryan, presented by the New Hampshire College and University Council.